Lord, make quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. You may want to do some jumping jacks to keep warm this morning. Today marks the last day of after Epiphany and the last Sunday before Lent, which begins this Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. And it's also called the Transfiguration Sunday. It's this Sunday when we see the God that so many of us think of when the sky does that special thing, when those special clouds and the rays of sunshine come shining down through the clouds. And as kids, we used to call it a God-talking sky. Except in today's scripture lesson, God really is talking, first to Moses and then to Jesus, his beloved son. Moses is so touched by the words of God in the Old Testament reading that his face is literally glowing. And Jesus there on the mountaintop with his friends, and God talks to them in that shining, beautiful light. And it is in this place that Jesus is transfigured, turned into something more beautiful or elevated. Jesus is changed in a way that he is exalted and glorified. And Jesus is changed as this marks the time when his ministry on earth is turning the corner towards the ultimate sacrifice. And Jesus speaks to the prophets Moses and Elijah really about his coming death. And it was the realization by the disciples that their friend Jesus really was different, really was God. And the disciples didn't really understand it, but they know Jesus is not just another prophet, just another guy. This was a life-changing event for all those on that mountaintop. And God has a message for Jesus' friends there on the mountain. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. Or the old King James Version, my beloved son. And so the hard part of the statement from God on that mountaintop comes next. Listen to him. Listen. How we all hope to obey God and listen, and how we repeatedly fail in our listening. You know, we are inherently not really very good listeners in the first place. You all know that statistic that we have the ability to speak, those New York City folks, at a rate of 125 to 250 words per minute. Yet we have the ability to hear at closer to 1,000 or 3,000 words per minute. And so in that gap, think about it while you're right there in your pew. I bet some of you might even be thinking about the Super Bowl and who might win. Remember, we have family in Denver, so think about that. You think about the groceries you need to pick up after church. You think about the pancake supper menu. You fill that listening gap instead of actually listening. And we fail to allow that sender's message to seep into our core being because we're distracted. We're thinking about other things. And did you know that people spend about 70 to 80% of our day engaged in some form of communication, and more than half of that is devoted to listening? And the fact I found most interesting in my research, and Stephen is not even here to listen to it, men only use half their brain to listen, while women engage both lobes of the brain in listening. So take that statistic. So if we have such a hard time listening to one another, how is it we're to listen to Jesus as God tells us to? And how are we to know what it is that Jesus tells us? That amazing bestseller, the Bible, is filled with all those messages Jesus leaves for us and all those things we are to listen to. And as we begin our season of Lent on Wednesday, perhaps we need to consider this admonishment from God among the few times there is no question about the meaning of the message. Listen to Jesus. And what is it Jesus tells us? What are the things we need to listen to? Well, rather than stand from the pulpit and read aloud the entire Bible, let's get started with just a few of the things Jesus wants us to hear. They're very simple. Jesus teaches us action. Jesus expects us to worship. And Jesus knows that each one of us will be changed. And as you consider these three simple things, action, worship, and change, think about the areas of your life you might listen more closely to the words of Christ. What is it that you are doing to further the kingdom of God? We are all called to ministry. What's your ministry? What action will you take to further Christ's work? During quiet moments in prayer, consider the God-given talents that you possess and how you might use them to serve God and your community. That's the action part. And as for worship, you're doing just fine. You're right here today, and you are faithful members of a community who come together to share a special meal each Sunday, and a special meal this very week as we enjoy our Tuesday together eating pancakes. But you might invite someone to join you for this special meal so they too can be part of our community. And finally, that last, you will be changed. Once you really let Christ into your lives and listen to him, you will change. You will be kinder, more loving, more forgiving, and most important, you will be transformed. And so as we enter our Lenten season, let's begin a season of listening. Listening to Jesus and listening to one another. Jesus expects us to listen and to follow him. And as we see Jesus changed in the eyes of his followers, we too will change in the eyes of our families and friends. And the change will be good and satisfying. And we'll remember that not only is Jesus my beloved, each one of us is God's beloved. Amen.